travel to the Dominican Republic is simply not worth the risk, says the head of an airline whose crew, including a Guelph pilot, hasn't been allowed to leave the Caribbean nation for more than 6 months. All Canadians traveling to the Dominican Republic to vacation should think seriously about the potential consequences, urges Eric Edmondson, CEO of Pivot Airlines, via email. With a total lack of whistleblower protections, any Canadian could be detained for up to 12 months in a foreign country just for witnessing and reporting a crime. Travel to the Dominican Republic is simply not worth the risk. Edmondson's comments come after a Dominican court failed to provide a translator for a planned October 20 court hearing, during which a lawyer representing the crew was to ask for the case to be dismissed. That was the fourth court appearance in a row that a translator wasn't provided, a Pivot Airlines backgrounder report states. The next appearance is set for November 7. The crew, including Guelph pilot Rob DiVinanzo, has been detained since April 5 when it took a charter flight from Toronto to Punta Cana. While readying the plane for their return, Edmondson previously explained they found suspicious bags in a hard-to-access part of the aircraft, with what was later revealed to be 200 kgs of cocaine. They notified Canadian and Dominican authorities, who then searched the aircraft before taking the five crew members and six passengers into custody. The crew then spent 9 days in a small cell with 26 other inmates, with minimal access to food and water and numerous threats to their lives. Though the crew was released from jail, they've been barred from leaving the Dominican Republic while the matter is before the court. They have endured inhumane conditions, threats against their lives, and 6 months away from their families, their lives, and their careers, simply for doing their job, Edmondson said. Pivot Airlines remains deeply concerned for our crew's safety, and continue to do everything in our power to secure their freedom. Those efforts have included lobbying Canadian government officials for assistance, as well as hiring third-party investigators to review the allegations. That review, Edmondson said, shows the crew's innocence. Tragically, the Dominican authorities continue to ignore the evidence and immense human impact on five Canadians who should be viewed as heroes, said the CEO. As our crew remains under considerable distress, missing irreplaceable time with their families, we are urging the Dominican authorities to recognize their innocence and allow them to return home.